It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, thank you, Sam Sears, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Peeking Inside the Grapevine. Excuse me. My guest today is going to be the good captain, Lou Gamblin from Downstate Freeland area, and our Michigan observer at the other end of the bridge, and sports observer overall. Thursday, the good professor will be back. Me and Bill go over a variety of topics. Well, and next Thursday, tentatively, I'm going to have Rob Fado, Houghton High School Athletic Director, as we'll go over to start a high school football season. We're going to meet our sponsors, then we'll bring in the good captain. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products, local stores and establishments, Coca-Cola of Hancock. Don't be penalized for bad service. See Raj and the crew at Acune Automotive in Houghton. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Amno Hancock has a great selection of brand name tires in stock to keep you driving smooth year round. Great rebates on all kinds of tires to the end of this month. Stop in and check them out. Look sharp year round with your professional stylist, Brian or Michelle. Brian is Barbershop, Razorback Drive in Houghton off Sharon Avenue. 482-8820 appointment, highly recommended. David Zucre, Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton, the official realtor in Peeking Inside the Grapevine. He represents buyers and sellers, 281-1846. For all your embroidery and silk screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between, see George Stacy at Homestead Graphics, 353-6741. Dave's BP Super Service of Hancock, the area's only full-service gas station, open 7 days a week, towing available around the clock. Dr. Grath Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets, 482-3400. They make house calls and open Saturday until noon. Cuna overhead doors, your Clopay garage door distributor, Copper Country, 483-3719. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs, foundation, driveways, sewer and water services, licensed septic installer, 906-370-4370. Saracen Family Dental, conveniently located on 896 Campus Drive by the hospital, always accepting new patients, 482-8601. Houghton Billman Slab, 26 Brickyard Lane at home, behind Cute Automotive, and providing quality bill materials to homeowners and contractors all over the Copper Country, from the foundation to the rooftop, and all your local True Value franchise. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all kinds of pesky rodents, contact A-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. They'll cure whatever's bugging you. Next time you head to Green Bay, stay at the Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest. Go on Tundra Lodge.com, call 920-405 to book your 920-405-8700 to book your stay. 25% off your rooms no matter when you go, now until the end of August. Also, daily walk-in water passes available. If you go there, you might see the good captain, Lou Gamblin, floating around in the indoor water park. We're trying to bring in the captain. Lou, how's that floating going?
Well, I'll tell you, if I was any better, I'd be floating like the Milwaukee Brewer fans after taking the Dodgers out to the woodshed this weekend, getting 3 out of 4. How are you doing?
We're doing well, Lou. I told our studio host back at the station, Mr. Sam Sears, a day at a time and a little bit better every day. I still won't be able to hit the dance floor, Lou, until late October, November, hopefully. But at least I'm going in the right direction. I'm in neutral going forward, not backwards anymore.
Well, that's funny. Is I'm coming up to Escanaba. My niece is getting married in October, and I'm trying to get volunteers to do the gator with me at the reception. It's getting harder and harder as we get a little more advanced in our ages.
To do the what?
Oh, you've never seen the gator dance, taking care of business, hold on the dance floor?
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about the limbo or whatever that thing was. Well, either way,
I'll send you a video someday.
Well, yeah, but if you're looking for volunteers, you're barking up the wrong tree, pal.
Well, I wouldn't expect you there to do that.
Well, I'd come there to have a couple of chicken wings, though, if you want. I could probably nip.
Well, there you go. Come on down.
Well, Lou, you're reading my mind about the Brewers. Again, I've said it all along. Once the playoffs start, it's the Dodgers and everyone else. A lot of teams are getting hope. Brewers look pretty good going into L.A. and sweeping the Dodgers, but a lot of people, and again, who knows? I'm not a firm believer in all these injured Dodgers coming back to be what they were. I'm flat out tired of the Shohei Ohtani glamour. But do the Brewers have a legitimate shot, Lou, to get by the Dodgers? And a team I always liked in the National League, the Fightin' Phillies, they seem to be disappearing into the sunset.
Well, I'll tell you, the Phillies, first with them, they're kind of like the Tigers. Their bullpen is like a gas can with a blowtorch.
Terrible.
You know, I mean, you can't count on them. And, you know, the big thing's going to be, Jim, I think the Brewers will have a legit legitimate shot as long as, I mean, ideally, if them and the Braves can get those top two spots and force the Dodgers into an extra round in the playoffs, you know, who knows? Maybe they can come in a little fresher. And, you know, because you mentioned that the injuries, you don't know what to expect. Let's face it, you and I both talked about this. The Dodgers are loaded. But, you know, I mean, you know, the injuries have kind of slowed them down. And, you know, I know they'll use September to get everybody in shape like they do every year. But, yeah, I think the Dodgers have, or the Brewers have a legitimate shot. They've got a halfway decent bullpen. And let's face it, that's what you need. All you got to look for, all you got to do, look no further than Detroit. I mean, when you got to depend on your starters, the youngsters, to go seven innings, and once it gets to the sixth and they get pulled and you have no faith in your bullpen, then, you know, troubles are brewing. So, yeah, I think the Brewers got a shot.
And even when you look at today's game, we've talked about this numerous times and other guests I've had and you've had on your platforms. The baseball pitching dynamics over the years has become embarrassing. I remember years ago, every team had three guys that give you eight or nine innings or else you're going to Toledo or Pawtucket. Today's starting pitching, and all these young flamethrowers, even in football, you got all these phenoms, the Jaden Daniels of the world, all these other guys, they have one or two good years. The small quarterback doesn't last in the NFL. I'm a Redskin fan or Commander, he's not going to last. Same with pitching, young flamethrowers. They're going to throw that arm out. We've seen Skeens miss his start Sunday. He's going to start against Detroit Wednesday. His velocity is down significantly, and you wonder how much longer Miz can keep throwing at that rate, because it's almost inevitable due to longevity. Throwing like that, it's not throwing, but the art of physically pitching, it's a long lost art, per se, like a Jack Morris or the late Tom Seaver or Catfish Hunter and those guys.
Well, you know, I heard something, you know, and with the passing of Tommy John, you know, he pitched 26 seasons, you know, even after getting that surgery. And, you know, and I heard a couple of people talk about this over the weekend, and they're absolutely right. He was a pitcher in all the turns. He didn't throw at 100 miles an hour. So his arm wasn't as taxed even after that surgery. And I just, you know, I kind of go back and forth on it, Jim, you know, because I was saying on my Tigers Daily podcast yesterday, you know, I don't know if we'll ever see a guy do that again. We could. The only way we could see it, Jim, is these kids don't pitch 7-8 innings. They don't throw 350 innings. So their career could be stretched out a little bit, but your point is so well taken. The pitchers nowadays, all they're doing is rearing back and just throwing 100 miles an hour and throwing out their arms. And I don't know if we'll ever see a guy throw 25 plus years. The only reason they would is because exorbitant amount of money that is paid these guys, they'll be out there till literally their arm falls off, you know, for $5 or $10 million. You know, I mean, that's the other incentive that might keep them going. But I don't know. Physically, I don't know if they'll ever be able to do that again.
And you look at the late Mark Fidritz, another example. Justin Verlander, future Hall of Famer. I mean, if he didn't have Sparky Anderson getting in his back, or Jimmy Leland, I should say, because Leland taught Verlander how to pitch, not throw. Jimmy Leland, I think, added at least 6-7 years of Verlander's career when he learned how to, the art of pitching. How many times we go out to these ballgames, this so-and-so's throwing 100 miles an hour. My comment, most pitchers come out of college throw 100 miles an hour. What can you do with it, though?
Yeah, well, I mean, you look back to 2006, you remember, you know, you talk about that year, we had a flamethrower in the bullpen, Joel Zamaya. You know, how many years did he last throwing 100 miles an hour, right? I mean, he only a couple of years, and he blew his arm out, and he never came back. So points well taken, Jim. I mean, it's fun to see a guy throw 105 and 102, but, you know, now you wonder why these owners and these GMs don't want to sign him for 8-year, $500 million deals, because they've got no you can't depend on them anymore. You know, once they're hurt once, they're in trouble.
Well, the pennant races are underway. The Dodgers, with that big lead, they're going to get in for sure. The American League wild card again, 6 or 7 teams. As of Sunday, Detroit now is chasing 4 or 5 teams in that race, and the American League is wide open. It's interesting to see what happens. In the meantime, we got football starting, coming up, actually high school football a week from this coming Thursday. College football right around the bend. One question I have, Lou, college football. You might have the answer. If anyone has the answer, you might. Why does college football on their first week of play call it week zero? I'm still trying to figure out what they're doing here.
I don't know. That's a great question. They want to make it look like that. They're trying to look good, so, you know, they're trying to make it so they're not looking like they're playing 17, 18 weeks like they do in the NFL, because they don't want it to look like they're taking too many kids out of the classroom when they're traveling and all that. I have no idea. Just call it like it is. It's week one, you know, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'll turn it on to see some of those games. Some of those games are, you know, a lot of those games, I won't even know who's playing who in those games. I mean, the real college football season starts week one, Labor Day weekend. There's going to be some dynamite matchups. It's going to be fun. I don't know who's going to be in the playoff at the end of the year. You know, it's probably going to be four teams from the Big Ten, four or five from the SEC, you know, a couple of the Big 12, a couple of the ACC. Who knows, right? It's but I can't wait for it to start.
And Notre Dame, obviously, the hype with... Yeah. I'll tell you what, Notre Dame, the Dallas Cowboys, and LeBron James, they have to have ownership with the ESPN because that's all they ever talk about. Yeah. Good Lord, Lou. I mean, I follow football remotely, but if Notre Dame's schedule is, what, the 60th weakest in the country? I mean, they're almost... Yeah. They'd be bad, but they're going to get in by accident. And some of these experts saying they're one of the top four teams in the country. Are you buying that Kool-Aid move from Grand Rapids?
Nah, I'm not. I mean, you look at their schedule. You and I talked about this before. Terrible. I mean, there's a team, though, Jim. I'll tell you, if there's a team that could get knocked out at 10-2, it could be them because, you know, they'll never get in with it. If they lose three games, that means that they've lost to one of those cream puffs. It is laid out so special for them. All they got to do is be in the top 10, and they're automatically in. And that schedule, it lays out perfectly for them. You know, they play in the ACC. You know, they're a half quasi member of the ACC, so they got to play four or five of those schools. And they're like, you know, three of them are bottom feeders every year. And I just love what Kirk Cignetti said about them. You know, and he said, we'll play them. They could play two at our field, and we'll go there once. You know, they're not in a conference, so, you know, why should they get special treatment? I love it. Absolutely love it.
You know, you got to love Cignetti. I love his attitude. I mean, he's no nonsense, and his players play the last play, whether you're winning by 10 or winning by 60 or losing, but on a separate. Lotta, before I get a few seconds on pro football, Lou, one more question with the college game. A lot of your experts, some highly respected experts, say Michigan could possibly be the biggest disappointment in college football. Are you buying that, or what are your thoughts there?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I've got them. You know, I was on somebody else's show this a month ago or so, and we were talking, and I think I have them at 8-4, which, right. I mean, I don't know if that's a disappointment or not. I mean, that's about where I have them. The jury's out. You know, the jury's out on Underwood at quarterback. I mean, he's young. He's still only 18 years old. It's his sophomore year. So, but sooner or later, you know, he's got to live up to all the hype and all the NIL money that he's getting. You know, I just got to wait and see what they look like with Whittingham. You know, he's saying all the right things. Underwood's saying all the right things. They got Tommy Carr, you know, C.J. Carr's brother is a freshman at Michigan. And everything I've heard, he's the real deal. And I keep telling everybody, and this may way be out of left field, but my hot take is that Underwood's going to be in the transfer portal at the end of the year. I honestly believe that. And I don't know. It's going to be I would be shocked if they got in the playoffs, I'd be shocked. I don't see that happening. I just think there's too many teams that are better than them in the Big Ten. You know, and plus they play Oklahoma in week two at the Big House. I mean, that's a tough test right out of the chute. So if they win that game, then I'll think a little differently. Maybe they'll go 9-3. I don't know. But I don't think 8-4 is a disappointment with that schedule and with their roster. They've got nothing that just scares the Jesus out of me if I'm an opponent.
No, and again, Ohio State's loaded, and you mentioned Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That Max Venable defense, take cover, boys, is coming in hot from every angle.
Yeah. Right.
Pro football move, we got about 4 minutes here, then we'll wrap it up. A lot of so-called experts are taking the Packers potentially to be third or fourth in their division. The Lions, beneficiaries of a really soft schedule due to their record last year. Where do you see in particular the NFC North? I mean, a lot of people have the Bears 12, 13, maybe 14 wins. And are they getting a little bit too much credit, you think, Lou? And the Lions, what I'm hearing by a lot of the experts, they could have the most talent on paper. I firmly believe they're going to miss Montgomery a lot more than people think they're going to miss Montgomery.
Well, they're going to miss him. And there's no way that – I just don't know how Gibbs is going to hold up if they plan on giving him the rock 25 to 30 times a game. You know, Pacheco, you can't rely on him.
No.
I think, Jim, with the Lions, it's all going to boil down to, you know, their defensive play in the backfield. And, you know, know, they've been a sieve. And, yeah, the play calling be different. You know, getting the guy from Arizona to be the offensive coordinator, I think, is going to help. From what I hear, they're very happy with their line play. You know, it's funny, Jim. Watched them against Cincinnati last week a little bit. And, you know, it's a preseason game. I get it. I thought that Blake Miller played well as the rookie at right tackle. And you're going to have Penei Sewell watching Goff's back, which I think is going to help. But what, right. I'll tell you what really surprised me in that game was how bad they had. Joe Burrow was in that game, and I know they want to give him some reps, but boy, oh boy, Detroit pounded him with their backup. I mean, Hutchinson wasn't in there. The other defensive, you know, Derek Moore was. I'm telling you, that shocked. So I was a little surprised at how poorly Cincinnati played with their first unit in there. So that's encouraging for Detroit, I guess, a little bit on the defensive line. But to me, for the Lions, it's all going to come down to defense in the backfield. And for the Bears, I don't know. I don't know if I buy the hype. They benefited from a last-place schedule last year. We'll see how good they are this year with that, you know, with that first-place schedule. And, you know, everybody's going to be the spotlight's on them now. There's no surprises with Chicago and with Ben Johnson. We'll see how he handles the pressure.
Especially when he said he wants to run it up on everyone. That's on every bulletin board, probably. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati is the biggest mystery in pro football. They've been for years, the first 4 weeks, witness protection. And the Lions, the biggest key, I think, Lou, is the porcelain priest factor. Goff, he's been blessed to dodge any injury, but, I mean, he's once you get him out of pocket, he's in trouble. And you mentioned Penei Sewell. That's the most important position on that team. And, man, you wonder how much longer Goff can keep playing with avoiding those injuries, as he's not mobile. And now with their backup situation with Bridgewater going to a second retirement. Obviously, every team has that issue, but boy, you wonder how many years he can dodge the evasiveness and not getting injured. He's an extremely smart player, though. Extremely smart.
Oh, I agree. 100%. He, you know, as long as he stays in the pocket, he, you know, we talked about it last week. He's one of the dying breed of just a pure pocket passer quarterback. And, you know, Cade Mays being out, their backup, you know, he'll be serviceable. The saving grace for Detroit on that, Jim, it sounds like Cade Mays may only miss the first three or four games, and they've got the bye week and he'll be back. So it'd be different if they were going to miss him for the entire year, and I think that's huge. And I, again, if they can get any kind of play, Ratledge is playing better. The offensive line is key with any team, you're right, and especially for the Lions with the statue back there. But when he's on, boy, he's tough to beat. But you're right, you and I are about as mobile as he is at times, so that'll be something to keep an eye on, that's for sure.
Well, Lou, we're up against it. Give our listeners your podcast information and how they tune in before we say goodbye again.
Well, it's the Captain Lou Sports Network. That's where we have a majority of our shows. And Jimmy's guy talked to my guy, and he's coming on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that, Captain Lou Sports Network on YouTube, Captain Lou Extravaganza. And then we also do a daily blog called Tigers Daily, which, you know, we're chronicling this up-and-down ride of the Tigers this year with this three-game series with Pittsburgh, so crucial in Pittsburgh. We talk about the Tigers every day, Tigers Daily on YouTube. We do that. We've got Lions up in the works, high school, you name it. It's go time, Jimmy. You know it.
Wow. Thanks, Lou. And my people will get our invisible signature to your people by Wednesday, and I look forward to it.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, then we'll, before the regular season starts, we'll get you back one more time, and we'll take a look at the other three divisions, okay?
That works for me. Can't wait.
Hey, thanks, Captain. See you at the Floating River in Green Bay one of these days.
Hoota.
We'll see you later. The good Captain Lou Gamblin joining us Thursday. As of now, the good Professor Bill Sproul is going to be back with us. And next week, next Thursday, tentatively, Rob Fade, a Houghton High School Athletic Director, will join us as the high school football season kicks off a week from Thursday, and Rob will be with us tentatively as of now. That's it. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Thanks, Sam.